Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It is August 21st, 2024. We are just days away from AEW All In. Of course, I'll have a post show here immediately following with more backstage news, exclusive news than you'll get anywhere, as is tradition for all of our post shows. But over on FightfulSelect.com, you'll also have this fella doing a review. Good old afternoon wrestling. I love it. It's wonderful. And for you, it's even an hour earlier. Yeah, you're even on earlier. Central.
Yes. It's like brunch wrestling. It's like, you know. Yeah.
It's Alex Palowski. You can check him out every Tuesday on the NXT post show. A little reminder, guys, I have an interview with Bryan Danielson up now. It was a bit abbreviated. It was about 15 minutes, but we're hopefully going to do another one sometime. And also, Rob Wilkins today interviewed Speedball Mike Bailey. Please go and check those out on the early access tier, just $10 a month on Fightful Select. I have early access to my first ever interview with the former Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth. It was a wonderful chat. I really, really enjoyed that one. I was really looking forward to the first time I had ever got to speak with him. But leave a thumbs up on this video. We always love doing the roll call. We love to hear if you're here or not, by God. Drop a fruit emoji, all that good stuff. But even more importantly, drop a super chat, drop a humper chat. That's what you do here at youtube.com/Fightful. And a reminder, we are here every day, every night. If not a news show like Beyond the Bell or The Spotlight or one of the In the Weeds shows or The Hump or Grapsody, we got coexisting with Rob and Maggie over on Overbooked. We have multiple shows for every single day. And get your super chats, humper chats in. That stuff directly supports what we do. And it lets us know what you guys want to talk about and the topics that you guys want covered. I'll plug FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business later on. But let's go ahead and get into this AEW Dynamite. Rarely, I think maybe the first time ever that they've taped it in the early afternoon, because they'd never done one in the UK before, Alex.
Yeah.
It's a practice that has become quite common with WWE, although less these days, actually. They don't really film a lot of TV overseas, which kind of surprises me, because I think they would do really great if they did.
Yeah.
But how'd you feel about this?
I thought it went well. From what I've seen on Twitter from people who were there, apparently the crowd was just as good for the collision taping. You worry about that sometimes because, you know, people sitting there for 4 hours, they were super up for everything that was going on in Dynamite. So maybe they'd be just tired by the time they're getting around to collision. So I'm glad that from what I've heard, it sounds like they were still up for that. But I thought it flowed really well. I thought that they did a good job. I hear that there was a lot of problems with Triller, but
there was as
Xfinity was fine.
Blade highlights.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, that's the benefit of having NordVPN.com/Fightful. I have access to Triller and YouTube TV. Thanks to our great partners at NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll go ahead and let you guys in on that scoop now. Right now, exclusive deal, get a mega discount plus 4 extra months with NordVPN. You can listen to your favorites abroad. So if you are traveling to All In, you don't have to worry about geo-blocking on your stuff. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. So if you're flying into Heathrow, where it can be a mess sometimes, you don't have to worry about somebody playing Swordfish on your devices, because it works on all your devices. John Travolta ain't getting into any of your stuff, no matter what Halle Berry does. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Protect yourself in that public Wi-Fi. If you're at Wembley, you want to make sure that you stay secured. Again, it's available on all your devices. Password manager, file encryption tool, and the ability to watch what you want. I'll tell you when that came in very handy for me last year. I was overseas in London, and the only thing worth watching on TV was Naked Attraction. And I got through a couple episodes, but let me tell you, buddy, I was firing up that NordVPN and signing into my YouTube TV real quickly. You can try it risk-free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check it out, guys, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Yeah, definitely some people overseas knew. They know what Naked Attraction does. Mm. Oh, boy. It was just... It was something. It was what? Let's go ahead and get into Super Chats, Humper Chats. Eric says, it was nice to see a packed, loud house again. Tony's got to find a way to get that back in the States again. I know some people don't care, but I think a live crowd makes a huge difference. I'd imagine the talent loves it. Cool arena too. I agree. And this is why I've long said this. Like, I know that for a while you will compromise some gate.
Mm-hmm.
Feet.
Right.
I mean, you might put more asses in the seat, so it might make up for it.
Right.
Think of it like this, how WWE went from making people pay $50 for pay-per-views to getting $10. Maybe you reduce the overall price of tickets. That way it's more affordable for a family to go. People who couldn't normally go are going to go. They're going to be more excited, and you're going to get more asses in the seats, and you'll come out even anyway, but you'll probably make more at the concessions, merch stand, all that stuff. If it's really expensive to go to WWE, and right now it is because they're a hot ticket, make yours the easy to access show.
Yeah, drop the prices. Find ways of getting families in there, because with you got kids that come to see the show because their parents can afford it, and they have that experience of watching what this is, which to kids is like watching superheroes compete. The kind of feats of strength, like they're running around. There's not a lot of just talking, or this guy comes out for an entrance and we wait 20 minutes for the next guy to come out. It feels like it's an event. That is how you build fandom. That is how people who, when it's not in their town, they make sure they tune in and watch because they've gotten that kind of exposure to it. And I feel like that starts with to be honest, lowering the prices at least for a while until you get those gates back up.
I am Crush NC says, all effing in, let's go. Also watch DPW on Saturday. Love what DPW does. Love what they do. Omar says, at Cardiff, AEW traveled from London, which is basically like LA to Las Vegas. up till Jericho, it felt like 20 minutes. Everything after felt like 30 minutes. Flew by. Surprised how good Dynamite Go Home was live. MJF versus Ospreay was the shit. Oh, boy. Well, we are going to be talking about that for sure. But the crowd was hot, and this is what I missed. This is why I went to so many early days AEW shows, is because the crowd was so hot, and that was something we weren't getting out of WWE. Now it is something that we're getting out of WWE. And this is what I keep trying to remind people that, work with AEW. Like, find the void in other wrestling and fill that void. Now, instead of trying to be, you know, an alternative to WWE, just be an alternative in general. And nobody can match the type of in-ring wrestling that they do if they really go out and do it. And I think that's ultimately what you base your fandom on. And I mean, that's what brought them to the dance. That's what gets, that's getting them a second TV deal. I do think that they should create more robust and maybe less redundant storytelling elements, but we're going to get into that. Crazy 101 says, why couldn't Mox do the ladder match at All In? I don't have an answer for that. I would like to think it's because they have different plans for him, but I would like to, I would hope that first off he'll be back soon. I haven't heard anything particularly. He hasn't been at TV.
Yes.
But
when they announced that on the final match to determine the final trio was Top Flight and Leo Rush versus Claudio, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the Pac-Pool Combat Club. I was like, wow, when Moxley goes on vacation, that dude goes on vacation, because it feels like that's a kind of a thing you wouldn't miss when your boys in your faction are in a match to be it All In. And then it's like Pac, a guy who the last time we saw them interacting together walked out on them during Blood and Guts. So apparently they made up. But I assume that the one featuring Pac will be the one that winds up at All In. But yeah.
Reminder, friends, get in those thumbs up. We kicked off with Mercedes Moné and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. They were not allowed to have physicality between Mercedes and Britt. And Mercedes called Britt a fan of hers, which Britt confirmed. She's like, yeah, you did motivate me. But let me tell you, Britt Baker tore Mercedes up in this promo. I do. I'm paraphrasing here. But Mercedes is like talking about how Britt wasn't really all in because she got a degree. She was basically like, LOL, you fucking loser. You got a doctorate. Which, you know what, considering some of the arguments I have seen on, on the wrestling section of the internet, kind of checks out.
That's right.
But I specifically loved the line of Britt Baker's where she said, you've long been considered one of four, but I'm one of one.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good line. That was a really, really good line.
Yeah, I thought this was well done from both of them. The perspective of this is all I've ever wanted to do, but you had to get a fallback job of being a dentist. I mean, dentist is a pretty good fallback job. I will grant you that. But it is there's a difference there. I liked the one of four and one of one. I thought that was good. But it was all building to the thing that I think that became up. Like, no, you two are not allowed to touch. There's a third woman here whom that does not apply to, but we'll just leave it at that until, oh, okay, there we go. Britt Baker saying, I don't like this bitch. I'm going to hit her. I thought that was well done. This was as contract signings go, this was a solid 7.5, 8. You know what I mean? We're going to set the world on fire, but I've seen a lot worse contract signings.
Yeah, I thought Britt Baker did a wonderful job here. Like, she has always been a pretty good promo, especially since turning heel, especially when she has something new and fresh to work off of. That one-in-one line was really, really good because, I mean, she was the chosen one, which is largely what caused her to turn heel to begin with, because so many people just kind of viewed her as, oh, well, clearly it'll be her. And they turned on her and she embraced it. And it worked out really, really well. I thought this contract signing was very, very good. I thought it went really well. And her just be like, but she's pissing me off. Mm-hmm. Cracking Camille. Yep. It was really good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Chris Jericho defeated Dynamite Kid Tommy Billington. I got to put over Jericho for one thing. Calling it Cardiff, England was a great bit of heat. It was a wonderful bit of heat that somebody who's been there a bunch would know to capitalize on. That was a very smart way to do that. Saying Dynamite Kid Tommy Billington, what did you ever do to deserve that name besides being born into his family and being related by blood? I was like, okay, this is the learning tree like type of humor that I feel like I could have enjoyed, where it's so delusional that he undermines himself throughout the promos. Mm-hmm. Like, Hook, what did your dad ever do besides become one of the greatest ECW champions of all time, defeat an Olympic gold medalist?
And invent the belt that I am now carrying.
Invent this time. Like, I would find that very funny. And he's like, not that impressive. Not really. But this was one of the better Chris Jericho promos that I saw. I'll tell you what I did. I let out an audible gasp when the apparently 112-pound Tommy Billington hit a tombstone pile driver on Chris Jericho. That is hyperbole. Tommy Billington is a smaller fella.
He's a small
in fella. Comparison to Jericho. Mm-hmm. Jericho, and that was very impressive. Mm-hmm. But I don't get the feeling that you liked this match.
I'll be honest. With apologies to Tommy Billington, this match was on the TV while I was in the kitchen fixing my daughter's lunch for tomorrow and emptying the dishwasher. Life's too short to watch a taped Jericho match. I came back, watched the finish, which was kind of, it's one of those deals where Tommy Billington's young, so he gets angry at the people at ringside, so he decides to like fight them when he should be focusing on Jericho. Gets back in the ring. Ah, Jericho's there, the old vet who knows what to do, and hits him with the thing and pins him. It is what it is. Hopefully, we're beyond all of this on Sunday, though I'm pretty sure we won't be. But yeah, I'm. It isn't for me, and so it's fine. I really like Tommy Billington and the other stuff I've seen him in, and I'm happy that we'll see more of him in AEW.
FightfulSelect.com, where you can get all of your exclusive news, as well as access to a Discord where I will have a whole bunch of spoilers this Sunday, a whole bunch. And don't worry, we got a little spoiler thing that can kind of hide them. But we're also going to have a bunch of shows, including our backstage report and Q&A that goes almost an hour every week. We had reported last week that Tommy Billington had signed, which was quickly confirmed by Dax Harwood. Yeah.
Yes.
Who also confirmed the reports that we had that there were outside companies interested. He said that he straight up blurted it out that Triple H contacted him. So
yeah.
JP says, I don't like Jericho match for all the obvious reasons. Why did Dynamite Kid do the dumb face thing? Finish Jericho instead of jumping outside the ring. You know, I would love to see him personally chalk that up to inexperience. He is like, he's like 21, 22.
Yeah.
He's very young.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. There was a backstage digital exclusive where he says, I let my emotions get the better of me. That won't happen again. Chris Jericho is too much of a veteran to let that slide. I walked right into that. I won't let that happen again. So, I mean, yeah, he's basically saying, yes, that was an experience. And I'm going to, what is it? Invade, kill, and conquer, which feels like, you know, might be a bit much, but that's what he says he's going to do from now on.
Well, we've got, by the way, for people asking about Mark Billington, he had gotten injured, I think in December, in a match with the Voros twins, DaVinci, for those of you that are on Instagram and TikTok. Are you familiar with them, Alex?
No.
If you saw them, you would... You might recognize them, but I heard an interesting pitch for them that maybe I'll reveal one
interesting.
Day. Yeah, but I've heard that he's hoping that he can come back soon.
Right.
Timeless Tony Storm defeated Saraya. FightfulSelect.com reported about Saraya's contract, which is up in about like next month. Now, there's some confusion. I don't want to say confusion, some conflicting terminology over who holds the option year. I'm pretty sure it's AEW, because AEW would never give a talent an option year unless they were really, really trying to do that. Now, AEW has it in their deals where they have to notify that talent within 30 days that it'll be exercised. But I was told that she was offered something that was like a year in length, completely separate. So it might have been a restructure of that option or something like that. But Fightful Select has a lot more info. But she competed against Toni Storm here. This match will not be for everybody, but they did some spots that I thought were really like a nice homage to World of Sport with Toni Storm and her doing they were going to do a leg trip and feint to the single leg, going between the legs and all that stuff. And I saw some people be like, oh my God, what is this? Well, it's an homage to World of Sport, which is very, very important. Right. To that geographical area, but it ultimately ends with a good Storm Zero, which to Saraya, I'm like, you know what I mean?
I do love Toni Storm using the lip lock as a setup move for the Storm Zero, because it really gets her opponent off guard. Yeah, this was excellent. I loved Toni Storm's ridiculous posing that she was doing at the beginning of it. She's brilliant. This is probably the last victory we see of hers during this reign. I feel like Mariah May's got to win this. So I don't know what the plans are for her after losing, but what a title reign it has been for Toni Storm. She has been one of the absolute best overall acts in all of wrestling for like two straight years. I'm really excited to see what they have her do without the title. There's so much possibility there, but it's Mariah May's time for sure. I just wanted to call some attention to one thing though, because we did see a little bit of Willow later. We have that thing that's going on with that mixed tag. We have the Mercedes and Britt match. We have this Mariah and Toni Storm match. And just for the old heads in the chat who remember when I was on the Raw review with Sean, I have a question though. Where does Ember Moon fit into all this? Because Athena needs to be prominently, not obviously not an all-in, but prominently featured in some pay-per-view going forward. She's got the longest title reign. Like, she's doing amazing stuff. She never gets out of ROH. I need to see her. They're doing all-in in Texas next year.
She did press for it.
She's from Texas. She's got to be on the all-in card next year. This next year should be building a really great long-term story for her to have a big top match at all-in next year.
I agree with that. And they sent her to do press for it, which they also sent Thunder Rosa. I don't know if that was a product of them being local, or it's just like, hey, you are local, so come do this. But
yeah, listen. That's not a bad match to build to for next year's All In.
I agree.
Thunder Rosa versus Athena. If you saw their match they had on the Indies, they killed each other. I would not be opposed to seeing that as a major match at All In next year at all.
So a reminder, guys, BetOnline.ag. You can bet on wrestling, including this weekend's All In over at BetOnline.ag. I'm going to drop you all some lines throughout this show of the ones that they have up. I'm told they're going to put props up later, but as always, they are safe, secure, trusted for over 25 years. You know the deal with BetOnline.ag. You can bet on wrestling there. All of our odds have always come from there, but it's not just that. Football season's coming up. I'm placing some bets. You can compare their competitors. They're trusted by millions. Right now, they have Mercedes Moné as the biggest favorite on the show. I think that's a lock. I think Mercedes is absolutely winning.
She's not losing it this early, for sure.
Barring a Willow situation where she gets injured,
Yes.
Will Ospreay, who we are going to talk about very soon. Actually, we'll get to those as we talk about the segments. But Mariah May, also a sizable favorite over Toni Storm. And I got that one as a lock as well. Mariah May for sure is taking that one. For sure is taking that one. So afterwards, Mariah May runs in, sort of picks, I don't want to say picks the bones because Toni Storm won.
Right.
But definitely made her presence felt, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also love that she did the old Toni Storm celebration of just, you know, being all sensual all over the mat while Toni Storm's music played, not Mariah May's. That was a cool thing that they did there. Yeah, this is going to be a very intense, I imagine, bloody match. Considering how the heel turn went, I feel like they're just going to build on whatever that was. The Mariah May and Toni Storm should be a hell of a match. Those two women hit really, really hard. I'm looking forward to seeing that a lot.
I am too. And what's beautiful about the Mariah May thing, and it's something I brought up on the hump, like they clearly had this vision before she debuted. Yeah. Like it looks like to me that they said, we are going to debut Mariah May with Toni Storm. She will be the understudy as Toni Storm is champion, and then she will be crowned champion
at All In
as well.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm also expecting Saraya to do an open challenge there. They will get her on the show. And I would believe it's Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, that's the way I should do it too.
Shot Kid says, from one match a year ago to two matches that you could argue could main event All In, this is the women's division I've been waiting for in AEW. Mercedes had kind of let it slip that there'd be three in an interview that she did. Mm-hmm. So, yes, and we got Thunder Rosa back. Britt Baker's back. Maybe Jamie Hayter's back. Mm-hmm. Athena's full strength. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mariah May about to be coronated. You got Chris and Willow doing their thing on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We're getting the men's at All In. Would love to see a women's casino gauntlet reset the championship picture, maybe at All Out. Yeah, All Out or Grand Slam, I think would be good. I think the casino gauntlet, I think they'll sparingly do casino battle royals and ladder matches now. Right. I think the casino gauntlet could turn into like a pay-per-view, and it could be one where they say, well, the match is only eligible for a pin after, you know, 10 participants or something like that.
Yeah. But I love that idea too. And also it'd be really fun if the winner, like with the Royal Rumble, the winner of the women's casino gauntlet match, let's say it happens at Grand Slam, they get their pick, either Mariah May or Mercedes Moné. They can go for either of the titles, which would be really fun because you wouldn't that way it wouldn't feel like, okay, we kind of know who's probably going for the women's world title. It would be a kind of an up in the air thing, and I think that'd be great.
We got Mike saying, any updates or predictions for Lashley MVP, especially after the recent trademark? You think they show up at All In, All Out? Will they have Shelton? I don't know if they'll have Shelton with them. I knew that they've been interested in Shelton for quite a while, but I had heard maybe for some different things. Although I think if you plop them down into the trios division, that adds an awful lot of juice to that trios division immediately. And I think it's honestly the best use of all three of them. All three of these men are in their late 40s.
Yeah.
So I would utilize them in that manner. I'm a little surprised they're not involved in the trios match at All In, All Out, but I feel like, if not this weekend, they'll probably just wait until they get back because you're not going to get any extra buys as a result of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom LaValle says, Mariah and Toni, best women's story in AEW history. It's very good. I mean, listen. It's
way, way up there. And it's not over yet. Once Mariah May becomes the champion, the story doesn't end there. That's why I love that. That feels like that's something you could put on the back burner for 6 months and then heat right back up again as like these rivals that will be at each other's throat, maybe even re-team together at once.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Point before they fall apart again, this could be a thing that lasts years.
Superman Bassfisher says Mercedes is a flop. She's bad on the mic. I wouldn't put her in the top five or maybe 10 and on the mic in AEW's women's division. But
I don't think she's great on the mic, but she's not a flop.
She's not a flop. Yeah.
No.
Listen, to call her a flop, I feel like almost is objectively false.
Yeah.
Not a strong promo. I can believe that. Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with you vehemently there.
Renee interviews the conglomeration. Briscoe and O'Reilly entered the casino gauntlet. Eric says, wanted to give Renee her flowers. Truly believed that if she decided to go into acting, she could win every award possible. It's the hardest thing to play a scripted role and make people believe it's authentic and crushes it. She's special good. I mean, listen, like she's better than like freaking Hoda Kotb or whatever that does the morning show. I'm like, yeah. Why isn't Renee doing that? Like, you know what I mean? She is a pro. She is so good. Mm-hmm. I fully believe that one day that could be the case. I feel like if she wanted to be, that would be the case. She's right. Incredible. I had people a couple years ago that would like, they buried me for saying, yeah, she's a future Hall of Famer. And she is. If WWE ever wants to have her back and she wants to accept it, they will put her in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Spencer Trainer says, well, I had that one and then it went away. There he goes. Haven't gotten paid, but got to send some love to the Fightful crew. You guys think that Ospreay could be AEW Cena in terms of not only sticking with them for many years to come, but be the AEW guy for media stuff outside of wrestling? I mean, sort of. I think he could be that in the Cena sense of loyalty. Mm-hmm. But Alex, he was very transparent to me publicly that one of the reasons why he went to AEW was because of the schedule, specifically for the son mentioned in tonight's promo.
Right.
And for what he calls his missus, Alex Windsor, mm-hmm. and being able to spend time with them and not uprooting their lives. Like that is right. Very, very important to him. So I don't see that last element for the time being.
Right. I don't either. But obviously it's so pathetic running from the grind yet again. I think that he's a huge star while being the consensus best wrestler in the world currently. I think that tonight, it was really fun to see him relate to his country people in this thing. Like he was throwing in references to an old commercial pitch man, Barry Scott. I had to Google it, like bang and the dirt goes, dirt is gone. It was a thing. He hawked a cleaning product on TV. And everyone in that crowd was eating it up. He's a really relatable dude. So I think that there's a lot they can do that. We've also seen him. He's really good. He's a vicious heel too. They have whatever they could possibly want in Will Ospreay. And I can't believe how great his first, not even a full year, has been and will continue to be down the way.
MJF and Will Ospreay face to face. I loved this because it capitalized off of the best and worst of each man.
Right.
I have mentioned before that MJF, when he's annoyed by you, he's like, LOL, your country sucks. Mm-hmm. LOL, your mom. When he really dislikes you,
yeah,
he's like, hey, your kid isn't yours and your next one's not going to be either.
Yes.
That type of thing. Yes. Like he'll really dig it.
Yeah.
So what MJF did here was manipulate Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm the best wrestler in the world. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And Will Ospreay goes, no, really, wherever I go,
right,
I'm the best in the world. And MJF really like just doesn't like hearing that. And he sort of revealed he wanted to be loved, but he was pushed into it by Will Ospreay. Right. For right. Will Ospreay just disagreeing with him and saying, no, I'm the best. MJF said, well, you know what? They all loved me until you got here.
Right.
And then they turned on me mm-hmm. and pretended that everything that I did sucked. And right. that
yeah,
ain't that far from the truth because that angle was over up until Adam Cole got hurt at the start of the devil thing.
Yeah.
It was massively over. And Ospreay said, yeah, it was. It was very good. It's like, but.
Yeah.
Played lost it out too steam. Long.
Lost some steam.
Lost steam.
Yeah.
And then what happened here was Ospreay dug in and MJF's insecurity showed through and he was embarrassed that he let himself lose his cool because he prides himself as a master manipulator. Mm-hmm. So then what he did was go overboard to manipulate Will Ospreay into one costing himself $125,000 US and ending up getting his ass whipped. Mm-hmm. I thought this was phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. I really liked it a lot. I kind of wish there had been a different tactic used on the everybody loved me until you showed up. I wanted MJF to draw the corollary of it doesn't matter what these people think. They're idiots. They all through last year, they thought I was the good guy. They're idiots. You know what I mean? So I don't put any stock in what these people think. Like I wish there had been more of that. I liked the outburst, but I wish that he had been able to be like, this is why these people's opinions don't matter because they loved me when I don't deserve that kind of a thing and whatever. I thought it was really well done by everybody. I liked Ospreay being like, hey, can you ask Tony how much the fine is? Okay, let me see. Carry the one. Yeah, I can swing that. I thought that was really, really good. It was funny though that like everybody was pulling Ospreay back and holding him back so that MJF got a free shot. At least leave one or two security guards holding back Max. Come on, guys. What is this rinky-dink operation here? But all of it was really well done. Which leads us to a really cool thing between Ospreay and Danielson. We want to talk about that now, but the dovetailing back with both Danielson and Ospreay's storylines back toward each other, that the reason that Ospreay, if he does indeed beat MJF with the Tiger Driver at All In to get his title back, is because Danielson told him it was okay for him to do it. And the only reason he did that is because he's so pissed off about everything else going on in his storyline that he's like, you know what? Screw it. Do it. I don't care. Like, I love that those storylines kind of came together in this one harmonic moment.
Yeah, I like the integration of Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay as well. I thought that was very good. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceovers, who sponsored our Fightful Awards this year. By the way, guys, if you are interested in sponsoring the Fightful Awards and want to get ahead of it, hit up myself or Kate, and we'll get you put down for that. But he says, MJF should do an Uncle Sam, MJF wants you, disgusting pores. The build all that's all right. Been fantastic.
That would be-
what else would you add? I would add the Saraya and Jamie open challenge, and I would try to find a way to get Moxley on the show.
Yeah, somehow.
MJF also tried to do the Tiger Driver as well, which
yes,
I think they have been too heavy-handed on that.
No, yeah,
especially considering the fact that Danielson was like wrestling a couple weeks later.
Right, I know.
It was a bit much.
But here are some things I can pretty much predict for this MJF Ospreay match. MJF will hit the Tiger Driver 91 on Ospreay, who will kick out of it. And
yes.
And I'm 95% sure Ospreay will hit the Tiger Driver 91 on Max to win the title.
I think he should too.
Yeah.
I absolutely think that he should. Will Ospreay, a sizable favorite of the five match lines that are announced by BetOnline AG, second biggest favorite, which this is, I mean, this is clearly like if he's not winning the world title on this night, he's going to win the international title.
Yeah.
And probably in 2 years, if he's not already world champion by then, which he almost surely will be, he will again there. Kazuchika Okada against Claudio Castagnoli goes to a time limit draw. Finally, this title gets defended. Mm. JP says, I guess we aren't. And then he goes, well, I was wondering why this wasn't on the main card. Well, because Claudio is doing the trios match, and I think Okada is going to do the gauntlet. That's what I think. That
I mean, he might. I feel like we're probably getting a rematch of this match at All Out, if I had to guess. That seems like a good way to fill out that card. Get Okada a singles match on All Out if he doesn't have one on All In.
Yeah.
But this match was fantastic. Claudio ended up not winning his side of the bracket in the C2 because he went to a time limit draw with Danielson. And he gets a shot at that title he wasn't able to win in the C2, and it goes to a time limit draw. And I like that there's like this little arc for Claudio with the Continental title. I think that there could be a thing where it would be kind of cool to see him when he actually wins it. He wins it in like the last 5 seconds.
JP says, crazy, we're getting Okada versus Claudio on regular TV. It was a fantastic match as well. It was outstanding.
So good. Yeah.
It was so good.
I loved the end of it where he hit his that springboard uppercut. And Okada was just trying to roll to the outside, but Claudio caught him and was dragging him back. And Okada grabbed the bottom rope just to try to get his bearings back before finally kicking out. And then that was really good. I didn't hear a 5 minute warning. I heard the 1 minute warning. And I wonder if that was intentional because all of a sudden Claudio and Okada started going, oh crap. Like, and they were like, everything sped up so fast. Like they didn't realize how much time was left. I liked that a lot.
We've got Dwanger Zone saying, how should the big swing be counted, by complete revolutions or per second swinging? That's the thing. Like, it's counted per second, right? Yeah, it is.
I mean, he basically does a revolution every second. So it's
No, it's nowhere near it because it's a thing. I can't remember who pointed it out. I feel like it was Bix or somebody that pointed it out. And I was like, God. It really, like, it's one of those things you can't unsee.
Okay, we'll have to go back and watch it.
And I'm like, damn, man. I had pitched to a friend who was a writer at the time. I had pitched him two specific Royal Rumble eliminations.
Oh, yeah?
One of which was Cesaro swinging Hornswoggle over the top rope.
All right.
And the other one was an elimination save where I wanted Kofi Kingston to fall off the apron onto Camacho's bicycle.
Oh, nice.
And ride it around the ring and up and down the ramp.
Yeah.
Neither happened.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting choke slammed by Hornswoggle in battle royals and thrown over the top rope. Go figure. I Touch Squirrel says MJF will hit the burning hammer on Ospreay. I mean, I don't know about that. We got Irene saying MJF being jealous of Ospreay for stealing his generational talent. Thunder has potential to be great long-term story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Flame Inc. says, dumb question. Do you think WWE is letting AEW take all these wrestlers with large contracts? No. No, listen, that has long been a theory that people have said for years and years and years. It's not a thing. It's never been a thing. It is not that. It's just not. And it says, like what Vince did in the past at WCW. That one was different. And he wasn't letting the competition go broke. It was not a thing. At the time, Vince felt like he could not afford Bret Hart's contract. Mm-hmm. That's what that was. That's what and then very quickly they turned it around.
Yeah.
So they teased giving 5 more minutes to Claudio and Okada, but the Elite are like, no, no, actually we're not, to go get some heel heat for sure. Their match here. And then the Elite ended up taking on Darby Allin and FTR. Vicky says, hi, SRS and Alex. Great go home. Cash for Darby and his potential guest, which Fightful Select reported that Sting was supposed to head to London. Mm-hmm. At least he told people that. Don't know if he's set to have any involvement. Says, wanted to know who you think about who's interfering in what. Can't wait for the pay-per-view. Nigel ran away. Coward. Thanks. I would love to see Sting involved with the Darby thing in some capacity. I think Jamie will be involved with the Saraya thing, not a Brit thing. Any thoughts there?
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see Sting come out and distract Jack Perry. But, I mean, wrestling rules dictate that Darby got the pin tonight, so he's not winning on Sunday. But I don't know if that necessarily holds true. But I saw a lot of people saying, oh, well, I guess now we know Darby's not winning on Sunday. And I don't know if that's necessarily true. But Sting doing that makes sense. Jamie Hayter, if they do a Saraya open challenge and it's not Jamie Hayter, I'd say don't do the open challenge then. As far as like the Casino Gauntlet, could be packed with literally anybody, returning superstars, debuting ones, like, you know, like it would be really great. You know what I mean?
We got the match that ended up happening there. How'd you feel about that one? Darby Allin, FTR get a win before this weekend. The Acclaimed come out, do a little face off afterwards.
The match was fine. A little 6-man tag to set up stuff for the pay-per-view. The Acclaimed coming out. Listen, we had 3 different men today proclaim that they are the best wrestler in the world. 2 of which you could make an argument for. And the third guy just, I'm sorry. The Max Caster, I'm the best wrestler alive thing just needs to go away. Max Caster is not my my cup of Joe now. So I don't know this thing. Hopefully we move beyond that. I would love to see some of the younger tag teams get put at the forefront moving into the fall and the winter. Some teams that haven't had titles yet. If the Young Bucks make it out of All In, still the champions, I'd love to see them drop to a team that's never been champions before.
Ricardo says, who's bangs? Kate's bangs. And Final Fantasy Theory says, Denise and Kate, bangs, bangs, gang. Oh my God.
The bangs, oh bangs, God. Gang. Yeah.
I've mentioned this over the last week or so. I would lean into MXM, the Outrunners, get Jericho maybe a little bit more involved in the tag division than the singles division. Bring in Hurt Syndicate if you want to do that, but utilize some of the talent that is not being used as well and rebuild this tag division for the love of God. Oh, the final showdown. Bryan Danielson and Swerve Strickland. Alex, I want you to kind of take the lead on this one. I've been kind of leading with most of these segments, but this is one, a guy that carried us through a lot of dark times covering many of these shows in Bryan Danielson.
I thought it was very funny that we got Nigel to moderate this, who doesn't even do commentary on Dynamite. So he's just here just so he can say amazing things about Swerve, and also let us all know that he's a overwhelming favorite in this match. And like Tony being like, well, I don't know about that. This was really well done with Swerve talking about how he's the most dangerous guy. He lists all the people he's beat to be where he is right now, which is a hell of a murderer's row of guys that he has victories over. But he starts talking about how not only am I going to beat you and send you into retirement, if you ever feel like you get that itch and you feel like you want to go back on your promise, you want to actually come out of retirement, I'm going to leave you so broken that you won't even be able to do that. And even if you did, even if you decided to come out and do some indie show somewhere, I'll be there to stop you. If you decide you want to do some show in Mexico under a mask, I will find you. And if you decide that you don't want to be a dad, your precious little boy and girl anymore, and you want to come back, and then of course that's where we get Danielson coming out with all kinds of fire, running down, hitting the Busaiku knee, and then cutting an amazing promo about how he is the greatest effing wrestler alive. All this stuff. This is the kind of Danielson we really need. And I love that they were doing like, oh, you know, it's an honor just to be main eventing All In Wembley. I wasn't even on the card last year. And then Jeff Jarrett's got to give him a pep talk and Eddie Kingston from his friggin' couch. And finally we get Danielson, who's like, not only am I still Brian effing Danielson, but I'm going to beat you for that title. Everybody knows it, including you. Yes, yes, yes. Great, great stuff.
Ali Khan says, I have loved Brian's story arc going into All In. The American Dragon has been awoken by having Jarrett and Kingston involved. It was great. Great dynamite. My question is, if Birdie wants him to stop wrestling, what if his son said, no, I would like you to keep wrestling?
Yeah, and he'd have to choose. He'd have to choose.
How does he reckon this?
What a Sophie's choice.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes. Lady B says, is it too convoluted that Brian's TV character is serious about winning, but in interviews he's cool with losing and retiring, seems not to care? Well, no, because Swerve brought that up. Swerve literally said, I've seen you on your media tour saying that I'm at peace with retiring, and that pisses me off because it's disrespectful to me. It's disrespectful to the championship and the work that I put in to get here.
Yeah. You being okay with retiring, then just retire. I'm going to make you retire because I beat you. I love that. Also, I would personally like to see a little bit of kayfabe here where if he does any media between now and All In, the tone has changed. He's no longer the guy like, who's Ice Spice? What is this popsicle I'm sucking on? I want him to be much more serious, not being like, well, you know, I would like to be a dad, but him like, no, screw all that. I'm the best wrestler alive, best wrestler's ever been. Not only am I going to go to Wembley, I'm going to beat the hell out of Swerve Strickland. I'm going to become AEW World Champion. I think that'd be kind of cool if we see a different version of Danielson after this promo than we saw before.
Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. Turtle Power says, when Brian retires, I could see him being a splinter-like figure within the BCC. So now they need another to fill the void, making it four people. Enter PAC. Listen, I wouldn't be upset if at this point they disbanded BCC. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of there for a while, but I also wouldn't mind if there was always a loose affiliation. Danielson told me, even though he doesn't have a contract, he's going to first off get his neck fixed, and that's the top priority, as it should be. And he said, after that, he always answers the phone for Tony Khan, besides him having 4,000 missed texts, and said that he wants to help out. He said that he wants to contribute as much as they'll have him. He isn't sure if he'll still be on the disciplinary committee, but he said in another interview, I think it was a Gorilla Position, that in order for him to want to go back to WWE, they would need to be the ones that really, really need him. And he feels like AEW are the ones that need him right now. Yeah. And that's what he wants to do, is to help cultivate a healthier wrestling world, which I greatly respect.
Yeah. That's good.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me over on Fightful Select, reviewing SmackDown while talking about Rampage. We got All In. We got a post-show review of All In right after the show this weekend. We got Raw next week, going into the Bash in Berlin Tuesday as well, reviewing NXT on this very channel. And then next weekend, we'll have a review on Fightful Select of Bash in Berlin. We'll also have a review of No Mercy, the NXT PLE, on this channel right after that. So basically, there's a lot of stuff to do. Oh, also, this Friday, the triumphant, hopefully, return of this is cinema.
Nice.
Where Kate and I will review a movie starring a wrestler. This time it's two wrestlers. It is the worst movie ever made. It's Little Hercules, starring Hulk Hogan as Zeus and Big Show as some kind of Babylonian god that is the sworn enemy of Zeus. They fight in front of the worst CGI background you've ever seen. It's pretty, pretty terrible, but a lot of fun to make fun of. So please tune in noon Eastern time for lunch on Friday as Kate and I review that movie.
We're not done yet. We had our list did not have the Hangman segment on
yes.
it, which is very important to mention. Ricardo does say love to you all. Good night. Hangman cuts a promo about being in the casino gauntlet match, which Fightful Selected reported that they were going to load that up. And he was like, I'm going to make a point to punish anybody that even thinks they can get involved in this. And then he says, Evil Uno, it's good to see you. Do you know who's in this? He goes, yeah, actually I am. I'm very excited. And then he,
look at old me.
And he beats the brakes off of Evil Uno.
Yes.
His old buddy.
His old buddy.
How'd you feel about that? I mean, I think Hangman's going to win this. Van Quimblade says Hanger WTF.
Oh yeah. I think the last time we saw the two of them interact, Evil Uno was hitting Hanger with a low blow. So, I mean, maybe Hanger just, he holds a grudge. We know Hanger holds a grudge. So maybe he was just, he's getting a little get back there. You know what I mean?
I'm picking Hangman to win that, by the way. Yeah. Right now, also, BetOnline AG has Jack Perry as a minus 550 favorite. If Sting's involved, I think Darby might end up winning and they could end up switching the title back at some point or something. But Bryan Danielson is also favored to win right now. BetOnline AG will have a lot more tips for you guys on our Fightful Select Discord. I want to say thank you to all of you. Join me this Sunday. Until next time, check out our ROH and TNA post show tomorrow night, SmackDown on Friday night. We got Grapsody. We got everything. Until next time, guys. Actually, Ibro says, what's more, babyface than the greatest wrestler of all time winning the AEW world title with a neck injury? Facing retirement. Legit, can't get cleared for some stuff retirement. Yep. We'll have more on that this weekend on FightfulSelect.com. There was supposed to be more stuff he was doing. Wow. Until next time, we're out.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.